But Metzia Perk Test Mishnah Vov. Here we have another halacha, which is not neged be'arisus, where the owner of the field gets a certain percentage, but where he gets a set amount. And there's another case where it's not fair that he should get a certain amount, because the field produced much less than what was expected. Have a kabel sodom echaveroi, where Shimon got a field, like we said, be'chakirus, not be'arisus. There was a plague of Arba. They came along, they ate the field. It's a common occurrence. The field was flooded. There was a tornado. In Makas Medinahi, if the whole area, the whole town, the whole county was flooded or overrun by the Chogovim, so then Menakele Menchakoiroi, that we see as a bittel of the Hishtabdus of the field. That means it has nothing to do with this specific field, nothing to do with this specific choicher in the field that we say it's his loss. We say that it's all the fields over here. The Etzem field belongs to the owner. The work that was invested this year in this field is of the person who rented it from him, the choicher. So if it was specific to this field, like the Mishnah continues, Im ain't a Makas Medina, if it wasn't in the whole vicinity, it was just this specific field, ain't Menaka loy mechakoiroi. And this is what's called Beloshon Chazal. It's a hard Loshon. You find it in many places. We had this in Pekasoichas Omnin with an animal that was taken for carrying loads. And if the animal died, so we look at that as a bittle of the Schirus. If the animal was just inefficient, if there was something wrong with the animal, so then we see, no. It was the one who hired him that's Mazloch Goram. Mazloch and Mazloch Goram is not something that's in the Kerchovim. It's not something Himmeldick. It's whose thing do we see as being damaged over here? If this field was overrun or attacked, so then we see that as this field this year, this Choycher. That's his problem. If it's the most of the fields in the vicinity, and then we see it as a countywide problem. We see it as whoever owns real estate, that's who was attacked. Who's that? That's the owner of the field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kiblo haymenu b'moiz, ben kachu ben kachen, minaka loy b'chakoy roi. He's mechadash anu knech. If the arrangement between the choicha and the balabayas was to pay $1,000 for the year, he leased his property and he has a business going. So when the Chagovim swooped down and they destroyed the Tvua, how could you say that the Balabayis is the one whose field was damaged? They didn't damage the field, they damaged the Tvua. The Tvua is completely shaykh to the Choyche. It's only if the Choyche had an arrangement. For sure, if there's an arrangement that he's paying him a percentage, then yeah, that's him. And anyways, he's going to lose because that's his percentage that went. But even if he made up that he's going to give him 200 bushels this year, the tvua b'midah mesuyemes is shayich to the choicher. So you could say, if the field was damaged, so you see it as the choicher's damage, as the balabais is damaged, if it was a makas medina. But if the payment is in money, so then he rented out his field. The field is a property. The tvua that was ruined is completely mazloch. It's the possession of the choicher. Therefore, the damage goes to the choicha, ein menakel mischor also. The Tanakama holds, no. Tanakama holds, at the end of the day, the field that was damaged, since it wasn't the tvua, but it was all the fields in the county, so memela, that's called that the field of the balabais was damaged. Eidel machlekes. Now, let's just add a crucial detail over here. There's a major discussion in the poskim, in Simin Shin Chof Aleph, in a few other places. There's a Ramo that's coming to have a back and forth with Maram Padua. The two sheets are brought in the Ramo in the documentation Shin Chof Aleph. Both sheets are brought La'alocha. There's a lot of poskim that weigh in on this. And this was a major discussion, if you could discuss Makas Medina, Legabe, when there was a war a number of years back, not the present war with Rahman Son, with Azza and Hezbollah, but the last round when they were shooting into the Tzafon, into the north of Eretz Yisrael. And missiles flying overhead don't make for a very good vacation. People had rented by the thousands. People always rent an Eretz Yisrael to go vacation for a week or whatever it is. They take Tzimmerim in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't a place where anybody would want to go on vacation with air raid sirens. Does that render the Schirus bottle? And the Maram Padua said in the Svara that this whole discussion over here about a chilek between a Makas Medina and not a Makas Medina is only when we're referring to a Schirus, some type of arrangement between a landlord and a tenant, legabi payment al she'ovar. But that's for sure that a person doesn't have to keep on staying and paying in a place where that's not working, that nobody would rent. That means if the place is rendered inhospitable, the house is here, but the house is not a place that anybody would want to rent. Avada, he could leave and he doesn't have to pay further. The shaila is only if he was here, whose house was damaged that we would say legabe the money that he paid on the year that he already had. Right, in the case of the Tvu over here, it's payment al l'sha'over on the use of the field that already was. Right, he planted, he watered, and the crop grew, and then the crop was destroyed when it was in the field by Chagovim or by a flood. So the shadow is now in the year gone by. How much could you be menakeh from money that was already paid or money that was already owed? But going forward, a lot of the contracts don't have to be honored. And there are more... waters that down. The Ramah says even that is not so pasha. The Ramah has rayis that even al habo, since the etzem house is habitable, if the house fell down, there's no house here. That's not cool that there's a contract that's ongoing. But the house is here, and it's just the usage of the house which was rented by the tenant. So okay, that's the tenant's usage that we would call mazloi garam, except for the fact that there's Maxim Medina and so on. The same shilas, by the way, were a few years ago by Corona. Somebody had rented a wedding hall. So if somebody made a wedding and instead of 500 people showing up to the wedding, only 30 people showed up to the wedding, the way it was in the early days of Corona. So then we could say, how much do you have to pay for the wedding that took place that had almost nobody? What happens if somebody had a rental in a hall and then the chasna was pushed over? The chasna was supposed to be in 3 months from now, and the chasna was not able to be in a hall because they closed down all the wedding halls. The chasna was in somebody's backyard. Does he have to pay for a rental that's not going to happen? Of course not. But maybe not. Maybe the hall is there. It's just the usage of the hall. And the usage of the hall was something that's now owned. The schus tashmishin is now something that's owned by the tenant. So this is where a lot of these svaras of mazloch garam, of the landlord, mazloch, of the Teshmishin, of the tenant playing, and there's a lot of raid how to divide that. We learned the Mishnah Kitzur also. Tein l'chochem v'yachem, it's a sugya chamura. Mishnah Zayin, ha-mekabel sodem mechaveri baseres kurchitim l'shono. Somebody is mekabel a field. Here we're talking about a choycher. Either for money, like we had the two cases, or for an amount of bushels. Not percentage, not an oris, a choycher. So he's mekabel that he's going to work. Sada shel chaveroi, baseres kurchitim, that's the price. The loksa, the field, there's something wrong with the field, and the crops that come out of the field are very shvach. Noisin loy, mitoicho. Dopmach was to give him 10 bushels of wheat. The 10 bushels of wheat that are produced from the field are shvach wheat. It's going to fetch a very poor return on the market. But Lamaisa, the understanding is that the wheat that he has to pay is the wheat from this field, not a wheat from a different field. So Noisenloy, the Choyche, could give to the Balasod the meat toicho from the wheat that grew here. And he can't say to him, no, go out and buy me 10 quality bushels and give me that. That's not what the understanding is. Hoyu chiteo yofois. What happens if this year there was a oisig event lechatzloch in this field and it's above standard market? When they made up, they thought from this field, it's going to be grade B. It's a grade B type of field. And 10 bushels will be worth $1,000. The 10 bushels over here are grade A. Instead of being worth $1,000, they're worth $1,500. Lo yoy maloy, the choycher can't say, hareini lekech min hashuk. The understanding, it cuts both ways. Can't say, I'll go and I'll buy you regular standard chitim. Elenoy selemitoycho. The understanding is that he gets from this field.